plan on flying? In order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID. Learn how to get your real ID today at tsa.gov/real ID or visit your local DMV.
The Ghost in the Valley podcast. I'm your host, Al Cooley. Today we are kicking off season 4. I'm very excited about that. A lot of accomplishments last year. Had 23,000 downloads. I've had awesome guests. Everything from UFOs to Bigfoot to the Fae to ghosts and demons. It's been a really fantastic ride the last 4 years. And I believe we come a long way. From January 1st to December 31st, I've had over 27 guests on. I've had stories submitted to me that were awesome. I've traveled to Erie, Pennsylvania, and I've checked out the Vampire Crypt. That was very interesting. I plan on going back there again this year. And at the end of this episode, I'm going to discuss what I have planned for the new year, which is 2022. Let's take a look back at the past year, 2021. Miranda Young, she was my first guest, is a paranormal investigator. She is a historian. She is a host of Ghost Biker Explorations that you can find on YouTube. She is also the host of Ghost Biker Garage on Facebook. She is the co-owner of Scott County Jail in Tennessee. And Miranda also had me on her show as a guest, and I thank you, Miranda, for that. Check out Miranda Young from Ghost Biker Explorations. That was a great episode. We also had Robert, the host of Ghostly Paranormal Podcast. And he's located in the northern part of Oklahoma. And Robert is also a paranormal investigator. That again was another awesome episode. Make sure you check out Ghostly Paranormal Podcast. And moving right along, we had Wendy Koch. Wendy is the author of The Gray Resort, a book I purchased off of Amazon. It is a fantastic book. And Wendy just came out with a second book, An Awakening. And you want to check both those out on Amazon and Barnes & Noble or any place else you get your books. Wendy is also the host of the Juicy Pear podcast. That's a fantastic podcast that basically covers it from everything from the paranormal to actors to psychics to authors. And Wendy also had me on her podcast as a guest, and thank you, Wendy, for that. I do appreciate that. Again, check out the Juicy Pear podcast. You won't regret it. Then we had Russ Bailey and Carl Gerald from the Black Sky Paranormal out of West Virginia. Carl and Russ are also the lead investigators for Black Sky Paranormal, and you can find Russ on Beyond the Strange. Russ is also a host on that show as well. Russ Bailey, Carl Gerald from the Black Sky Paranormal out of West Virginia. They are fantastic. And they are also paranormal investigators as well. A lot of great stories. Another great episode was author Tara Teresa Hill. She is the author of The Spirit Hour. And Tara, that's a fantastic book. I purchased that book, and she was very down to earth. I loved her stories. The Spirit Hour is a very fine read. Please check that out on Amazon or any place you get your books as well. And it's always a thrill when I can interview a guest from my own state of Ohio. And that's where my next guest is from, down by Columbus. That is Stephanie McGrath. Stephanie also is a Fae witch. She's a historian. She's an instructor, a writer. She's a gypsy, a psychic medium, and a shamanic minister. I didn't know where to begin with Stephanie because she was so she has so many things under her belt that she covered, you know. And I found a lot out about Fae Witch and different topics I really didn't know. And that's what's great about this podcast is I learn, you know, when you learn, then you can gain more knowledge from different fields inside the paranormal. That's awesome. Thank you, Stephanie McGrath, for being on the show, and make sure you check that one out as well. The Fae Witch. And then we have Life Paranormal with V podcast. That's an awesome podcast. She's down to earth as well. I love these people that come on and they speak from the heart, you know, and she's a psychic medium. Her podcast is awesome, and she has experiences with the little people, with the Fae. Another episode you may want to check out from this past year was the Valkyrie Paranormal Investigations out of Oklahoma. And the lead investigator for the Valkyrie Paranormal is Jerry Beavers. Jerry has been on my show in the past with the Oklahoma team, and I thought she was fantastic. And she's always welcome on the show because she's very experienced in paranormal investigations. She is a ordained minister, a psychic, the Valkyrie Paranormal Investigations. Another fantastic guest was Warren Ajuice. Warren Ajuice is the author of Evidence of Extraterrestrials. Oh my goodness. He's from the multi-coast, and I got this book, and I couldn't put it down. I mean, if you want to find out about aliens and UFOs and the crashes of the UFOs, you know, the cover-ups of UFOs, it's a fantastic book, Evidence of Extraterrestrials. You don't want to miss that episode. Another series of books that I've came across, thanks to my sister, Carla Davies. She said, you really have to read this book. It's phenomenal. I couldn't put it down. I ended up reading book one, book two, and book three. And they are all written by author B.B. Griffith. He's out of Colorado. He has numerous book series out. If you get a chance, please check out B.B. Griffith on Amazon. Pick up all his series because they're all great. I have the Gordon Pope series and Beyond the Veil series. They are awesome. Shelly Kerr is another author that was on the show. She is the author of Heal Your Ancestors to Heal Your Life. Through hypnosis, you heal your ancestors. And if you can do that, things that trouble you today will stop. You have to heal your ancestors to heal yourself. And through hypnosis, you can do this. And Shelly was fantastic. Shelly Kerr, that's another great read. Make sure you check that episode out and also her books. Thank you, Shelly. Kenneth Doka is the author of over 35 books. He was on my show and he was talking about his latest book, When We Die. Kenneth is a senior consultant for the Hospice Foundation of North America and also a professor. It was my honor to have Kenneth on. He's highly educated and well-versed in this field of death and life after death and dealing with your loss. Kenneth Doka. Homespun Haints. Oh my goodness. The Homespun Haints podcast. They're out of Tennessee, while the one host is out of Tennessee. And, oh, they are phenomenal. Becky and Diana, you can also check out their episodes on YouTube. And they, as well, had me on as their guest on their podcast, Homespun Haints podcast. Thank you, girls. I really appreciate it. I always have fun when we get together. It is a blast. The Homespun Haints. Make sure you check that podcast out. Another episode, Hector Succo. He has a podcast which is called Life Teacher Podcast. Hector shares his paranormal stories, and it was an emotional time for Hector and what he went through on a few of his stories he shared on my podcast. Thank you, Hector, for your time. And Hector is out of Florida. I love getting these guests from all around the country and outside the states, and it shows me that the paranormal is not just in Ohio. It's, you know, it's everywhere, every corner of every state. And thank you, Hector. Hector Succo. Next up was the Paranormal Radio Podcast out of Indiana. It's hosted by Justin and Eric. They are a paranormal investigation team as well, and they will take you on an adventure through the paranormal field. Another episode that you don't want to miss is Mother and Daughterish Podcast, and they're out of Texas. It's hosted by Dawn and her daughter, Angela. Dawn is the author of over 25 books, She is a motivational speaker. She's highly trained. It was truly my pleasure to have the mother-daughter team on my podcast, Mother-Daughterish Podcast. My next two guests that were on, I've never had Native American Indian guest on my podcast before, and it was truly my honor to have C. Dale and TTH on my podcast as my guests. The Fallen Hour Radio podcast is fantastic because they're taking a chance in their Native community to talk about some things that some of their elders aren't very pleased that you put out there, and they take their heritage and their culture very, very serious, and I respect that. I love, it seems that in all my 4 years of doing my podcasting, the one thing or another always leads back to the Indian burial grounds or Native American Indian, and they were highly entertaining. I believe I'm probably the only person they've ever been interviewed by that truly screw up C. Dale's name, or TTH, which means take the horse. It was really my pleasure having these two on, and I look forward to talking to them again in the future. The Fallen Hour Radio Podcast. Make sure, don't miss that episode. That was great. Amber Rose Washington is a singer, a songwriter. She's a mentor on American Idol. She's a voiceover specialist on TV and radio. And Amber shares her personal paranormal stories with me. And it was truly my pleasure to have Amber on the show. I look forward to talking to her in the near future. And please don't miss that episode. Amber Rose Washington. My next guest was Eric Sims. He's out of Tennessee. Eric is the host of the Unseen Paranormal Podcast. Eric is also a paranormal investigator, a historian, and he's also currently writing his first book. I can't wait to read that one. Eric has a fantastic radio voice. Please check out the Unseen Paranormal Podcast. My next two guests are the lead investigators, the Paranormal Investigations of Oklahoma, Kel Epperson and Daniel Fogel. Their stories were fantastic. I always look forward to talking to these guys and their paranormal team out of Oklahoma. I've always said in the past that they were the most diverse paranormal team I think I've had on the show. And they're still going strong. They're still investigating in Oklahoma and surrounding areas. And it was Daniel's first podcast interview, and he did really a great job. Kel's been on the show before. It's always fun having Kel and his group on my podcast. Please check out Paranormal Investigations of Oklahoma with Kel Epperson and Daniel Fogel. Next up was Transcend Paranormal out of Virginia. Steve Dills is the director of the Transcend Paranormal, and he's also on the board of directors for the Hanover Tavern in Virginia. I look forward to going to Virginia and checking out the Hanover Tavern. Steve was a fantastic guest, and thank you, Steve, for being on the show. My last episode for 2021 was Within the Shadows, and that's a book that was released by Kel Epperson and Tambra Ross. Tambra and Kel both were past guests on my show. Tambra is also a member of the Paranormal Investigations of Oklahoma, and they have a fantastic new book out, Within the Shadows. You want to pick that up on Amazon or any place else you get your books. I'm going to be right back with my top 10 episodes of 2021.
The Mother-Daughter-ish podcast and YouTube TV show is all about the conversations that mothers and daughters have, the conversations they don't like to have, and the conversations that just have to be discussed. Join us on all podcasting platforms. Watch our show on YouTube. Hey, guess what? It's your mama's favorite podcast and the podcast your daughter is so glad she found. Check out the Mother-Daughter-ish podcast and YouTube TV show.
Welcome back to Ghost in the Valley Podcast. It's hard to actually give a top 10. Every episode that I had on last year, to me, was top 10 worthy. I thought it was important to highlight the episodes that really gain the most downloads. Number 1 from number 10 is only 200 downloads from number 10. So they were very, very close. I had over 23,000 downloads last year. Again, thank you all of you for listening to Ghost in the Valley podcast. I want to see that number double in the near future because we have to share these stories out there. I mean, it's a lot easier today with social media. Paranormal isn't going away. So coming in at number 10 was Warna Juice, author of The Evidence of Extraterrestrials. Thank you, Warren. Thank you. Number 9, the book From Within the Shadows by Kel Epperson and Tambre Ross. Thank you, guys. I really, really appreciate it for being on the show, and your book is phenomenal. Coming in at number 8 with the Paranormal Radio Podcast, hosted by Justin and Eric. That was a fantastic episode, and thank you, Justin and Eric. Coming in at number 7, the Fallen Hour Radio Podcast, hosted by C. Dale and TTH. Thank you, guys. It was my pleasure, as I said, and you're my first Native American guest on. I'm sure I'm hoping to have others on in the future. So again, number 7, the Fallen Hour Radio Podcast. Coming in at number 6, the Valkyrie Paranormal Investigations with lead investigator Jerry Beavers. Jerry's been on in the past, and it's always my pleasure to have to talk with Jerry. I look forward to talking with her again in the future. The Valkyrie Paranormal Investigations. Number 5, Life Paranormal with V. V is a very special guest, very special friend. I highly enjoy her podcast. And if you get a chance, check out Life Paranormal with V podcast. It's awesome. Coming in at number 4, Paranormal Investigations of Oklahoma with Kel Epperson and Daniel Fogel. People love the paranormal. If you have stories to share on the paranormal, that's always an interesting topic. And I've got numerous people that travel up and down the highway that text me that they're traveling from Florida to California on their playlist, you know, Ghost in the Valley podcast, which is my honor that they would do that. And they share their thoughts on some of my episodes. And so all you truckers out there, this one's for you. Coming in at number 3, the Unseen Paranormal Podcast, hosted by Eric Sims. Eric is in my top 10 that I listen to. He's always got interesting guests and interesting stories. He's a historian, a paranormal investigator. And make sure you check out the Unseen Paranormal Podcast, hosted by Eric Sims. Coming in at number 2, and before I get to number 2 and number 1, there were only 8 votes that separated these two. I was checking the statistics within the last 2 weeks, and it was neck and neck. So coming in at number 2 on December 31st was the Mother-Daughterish Podcast, hosted by Dawn and Angela. Thank you, ladies. It was my pleasure having you on the show. It was truly my honor having you two on, and thank you again. The Mother-Daughterish Podcast. Check that out wherever you get your podcast. Coming in at number 1. Number 1 for 2021 was the Transcend Paranormal, hosted by Steve Dills, with 1,200 downloads. Thank you, Steve. It was my honor having you on. Wow, what a top 10 that was. Thank you, everybody. Again, a quick rundown. Number 10, Evidence of Extraterrestrials. Number 9, Within the Shadows. Number 8, Paranormal Radio Podcast. Number 7, The Fallen Hour Radio Podcast. Number 6, Valkyrie Paranormal Investigations. Number 5, Life Paranormal with V Podcast. Number 4, Paranormal Investigations of Oklahoma. Number 3, The Unseen Paranormal Podcast. Number 2, Mother-Daughterish Podcast. And number 1, Transcend Paranormal. And thank you all for being on. Words can't tell you how much I appreciate you being on the show. Just a few of the episodes coming up for 2022 is William Tabone. He is out of Australia. He is the co-founder of the Australian Paranormal Society. He is the author of a brand new book, and you don't want to miss that one. Paranormal investigators always have interesting stories. We're going to have Wendy Koch on. She is the author of a brand new book that just came out, An Awakening. She's the number one bestseller. She's the number one best-selling author. She's an entrepreneur, a podcast host, a Reiki instructor. She's a veteran, and she is fantastic. Another great guest coming up is Betsy Kulikowski. She is the author of the Veritas Codex series, which is a paranormal thriller trilogy. You don't want to miss that one. 2022, I plan on going to the Hanover Tavern in Virginia. I would like to go down to the Huntsville, Tennessee to check out the Scott County Jail, run by Dr. Chris Sumner and Miranda Young. I want to go to the western part of Ohio by Toledo and check out a paranormal city where the whole town is overtaken by the paranormal. I have plans to go to the Berkshires. That was the site of the Berkshire UFO series on Unsolved Mysteries. And also, I have a wedding to go to in Florida for my son. So it's going to be a powerful, jam-packed, eventful year. God willing, I can get through my health issues and enjoy what I love most, which is talking to people in the paranormal, visiting different sites, and meeting awesome people. And I'm excited to kick off season 4. And I appreciate every single one of you for tuning in wherever you are, whether it be on the road, at your place of work, at your home, wherever you get your podcast. Thank you. Thank you very much. Ghosts in the Valley Podcast.